I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Instead of our regularly scheduled episode, we've decided to give you guys the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show. They dive into topics like why Garcelle feels like an outsider, PK and Mo's evolving bromance, plus Kyle reveals an insane diving story that you guys just have to hear. Here's the after show.
Coming up on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show.
You know, this was not something anymore that I could just kind of brush off.
I speak four languages.
Good for you.
And that doesn't make sense in any one of them.
Nobody said anything on my behalf.
Then all of a sudden, they pull out a dead diver.
Do you remember the story, Kathy?
No.
Every detail was beautiful.
$35,000?
Some of the price range may be a little bit high. At least people are having weddings again.
Your Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show starts now.
Dury, why did you decide to confront Garcelle at your Nectaria party?
Why are you out there saying that people are coming after you?
You did the other day.
You came after me first.
I didn't come after you. I said little things that you were right next to me when I said them.
No.
Garcelle was making these digs and these jabs in the group. It really was never when it was just her and I. And, you know, this was not something anymore that I could just kind of brush off. It's not okay, you know, and clearly there's an issue. So there has to be a conversation about it. Well, for me anyway.
I thought you and I moved past our issues.
Am I not allowed to have my own opinion?
Of course
like,
you are.
Like, whether you like it or not.
I would love to
I
hear
have
your
my
opinion.
Own opinion?
Uh-huh.
Because
everyone's
my opinion only
opinion.
Works if it satisfies
No.
I had a confrontation with Dury that night.
I don't believe it's true that you're an outsider in this group or people don't make an effort. I don't believe that's
true. I said that's how I feel.
Why do you feel left out of this group?
Because I do. I mean, I do. I think, like, the whole Fox... Is it four or is it five? I don't know what it is.
Fox Force is five.
But anyways, my feelings are my feelings, you know? Whether they believe them or not, they're still my feelings, right? Even at the luncheon, at the lip kit luncheon, nobody said anything on my behalf.
And then what you did in Palm Springs. Which in you with that?
And Rinna, you know, who's like, we're going to be friends. I'm going to prove to you. Didn't say a word.
Do we need to get up and go over there?
I'm not going
to
do it.
I
don't want to.
I'm sure there'll be more on Dorit's side, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
I was in the state of mind where I was a little bit, you know, still annoyed by it all because there really wasn't the resolve that I was looking for at the Rinna Beauty launch. Garcelle is the type of person where she will poke him, she'll dig, and then if you confront her, she kind of, like, immediately backs down or, you know, takes off. I was still a little bit perturbed, you know?
If it goes against to how you feel, then it's, I can't have that opinion.
I speak four languages.
Good for you.
And that doesn't make sense in any one of them.
I will say that I do feel like it's all resolvable. I think Dury feeling the way she did is warranted. And to bring it up and saying it out loud is actually the olive branch. If you don't care about someone, you don't care. You're not going to say anything. I think that everyone in this group wants to be on good terms and actually further than that and wants to dive deeper into their friendship. So it's hard at the time, but you know it's going to get to a better place.
Kyle, we see you, Dorit, Mo, and PK sit down for dinner.
If a doctor comes to you and says, your husband's been hurt, he's rolled over, he's been unconscious, and we need to operate.
Who says no?
And we really get to see the dynamic Mo and PK bring to the table when they're together.
He's not a soccer player. He's a lawyer, huh? This is a 79-year-old lawyer.
He's got his ankle. Because he'll get
the And the wife goes, no. Not the brain. Do the f***ing ankle.
Both Mo and PK love to have fun. And they love to hang out with their wives. And they end up hanging out. Now that we're neighbors,
you know, they'll come over to each other's houses, they'll go out to eat while we're working, and they both have a great sense of humor. PK really makes Mo laugh and vice versa, and he likes to tease Mo.
I don't think I'd invite you on a guy's trip to be
good. So we're good. I'm not coming, you're not inviting. All he does is smoke the doobie and talk shit, so I'm not sure I'd bother.
He doesn't mind being teased, so they just have this sort of bromance now that people like watching, and PK loves to put it on his Instagram. So
very cute.
Who knew they'd be, you know, this little duo?
Very cute.
I'm sure they'd love being, appreciate being called this little duo.
A little duo.
Well, I know it's been a bit of a competition between this little duo about who's the hottest house husband.
You know, when I started the show, you know, I felt like my husband was like my little secret. And then the show came out and people were like, oh, Mo's so hot, he's so this and that. And I was like, can everybody please just stop? Quit doing the polls and watch what happens live.
Who is the hottest Beverly Hills house husband now? Wow, check out Aaron scores.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's between he and Mauricio. Wow. It's really going.
But of course he is the hottest house husband, and I think that, and people seem to agree.
Okay, it's I know, still Mauricio, all right, it looks all right. Like.
Well, so like I like to tease PK. Sorry, PK.
It's funny.
Dree, let's talk about your Nectaria party.
3, 2, 1!
PK and I love a reveal. Basically, every single party we've ever done, we've always had a reveal.
I know I told everyone earlier that I've had some water damage, and...
I don't know why, we just love a reveal.
Very dramatic. I love the way she set it up. I thought she didn't want us to see her backyard because she wanted to feel more intimate, and because we couldn't go out anyways, it was a really cold night. So I thought that's what she had done. So when she revealed, when the curtains drop and the models were in the dress, that was pretty cool. That was very dramatic. I loved it.
I loved being able to share these designs and show the women what I'd been working on. And I'm so proud of the Dorit and Nectaria collection. That was really, what I was most excited about for the evening.
It felt like the first night that we got to do an actual, like, dinner party, even though it wasn't a huge party.
No, everything, the flowers, it was so much fun.
Right, I mean, because we've been doing smaller things because of COVID. But then all of a sudden, you know, this beautiful table, the dresses were beautiful. Everything was, it was a beautiful evening.
There was one dress in particular that I loved, the pearl.
Showcases 14,000 white pearls in an array of clusters. Absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Your designs were incredible. The party was incredible. Like, every detail was beautiful. And it was a gorgeous night.
It was special.
If either one of you decide to get married again, will you be wearing a Dorit original?
Jesus Lord, no.
No to the marriage and no to the wedding dress is the question.
I'm not getting married again. We all know this.
Yeah. I may get married again, but we're barely talking right now, so I doubt it.
Kyle, we need more details on this diving disaster.
Oh my God.
I have the craziest diving story ever. So we go to get certified and we go out there, and next thing you know, the Coast Guard is like, everybody out of the water, out of the water. And we all come out of the water, and all of a sudden, they pull out a dead diver.
So when I was dating my husband, he was like, you know, I scuba dive, I'm a rescue diver, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, well, of course I want to get my certification. So I actually got trained, Kathy, for the certification in your pool.
And oh, you did?
Do you remember the story, Kathy?
No.
Then when it was time to actually go and do my first dive so that I could actually get my PADI card, I was diving and they said, okay, everybody out of the water. The Coast Guard came out and like, everyone out of the water. And of course, the first thing I'm thinking is there's a shark. And there was a dead diver
in the water that had gone out the night before alone, drunk, which you can never dive without a buddy.
It's not a good idea.
Got stuck under like a boat and died. And then they brought him out and his arms were like in rigor mortis, like this. And in the wetsuit, and I'm in my wetsuit, and I was like, what? I cannot believe. I mean, only when you're dating somebody would you do this again, because I had to get back in the water after seeing this man. I mean, if he thinks I would do that now after being married 25 years, never happened.
No.
I mean, with all respect.
Kyle, this isn't the first time you've seen one of Dorit's big design reveals. You've been there for the unveiling of Beverly Beach and the Capri Room. What do you think of this new collection?
I think Dorit has great taste. Some of her taste is a little excess for me. And I think that, you know, people expect that from her. You know, so some of her dresses are over the top. Some are more like classic vibes. I think that some of the price range may be a little bit high.
This is like one of our most expensive dresses. I want to say like $35,000.
$35,000?
But, you know, at least people are having weddings again.
I got a call from Nick Taria, who is an established bridal designer out of Australia, during COVID, who asked me to design a collection. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, I've never designed wedding dresses before, but when I think of bridal and I think of wedding dresses, there's such a beautiful romantic element to it that I thought, this is going to be something I would love to do. Once I understood that I could have a lot of creative control in it, I knew that it was something I had to entertain. And we started the process, and we did it all on Zoom. She's in Australia, I'm in Los Angeles, so a lot of these Zoom sessions were taking place in the evening, you know, well into even the morning. So it was challenging, but I loved it, you know, and I poured myself into it. I learned a lot about the bridal industry, and I've loved the process. I very much enjoy doing it. It feels like I'm in the right space. And, you know, seeing the result and now seeing people purchasing the wedding gowns and wearing them on their special day. I mean, that is so rewarding and it's so much fun. I can't even begin to describe it.
You know, we were all so proud of you. I felt really, actually really honored to be there.
Oh, thank you.
Crystal, you and Rob are going through a major home renovation with lots of cool new additions like a golf simulator.
The golf simulator, that's the only thing that's costing me money. Because Rob's so tall, his swing hits the ceiling. I have to re-dig into the ground. It's like six figures. It's fortune.
I am sorry. He's going to have to crunch down. That's way too much money.
I'm so excited for it because it's actually Rob's dream and he deserves to have this basement. It's going to be a theater, bar. Like I said, we built sort of a mahjong room, but I'm reluctant to call it media room. It's really like a party room, and it'll be a lot of seating. It'll have a lot of Rob's art and friends' art and kids' art. We're going to we have a second staircase, and we're going to paint the wall red down the whole staircase and do all the kids' artwork. So that'll be really cute.
Oh, nice.
We have this new pizza oven that doesn't need to be, it's an indoor pizza oven.
Wow.
You know, our kids are growing up, and they're growing up fast. So I love to have everyone here. I feel it's, like, safer. I want the kids to be here, all the parents. And I had a house like that growing up. My parents always were the hosts. And it was always very casual and stuff like that. But
it sounds like a fun recreational space.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It should be done in, like, 6 weeks. Dorit's going to come with the kids and party, if you can.
I can't wait.
And you can do a reveal. Really, you can reveal whatever you want to reveal.
I only like a reveal when I'm doing the reveal.
I understand. Okay. No problem.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
just let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long.
You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.